Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees.
Jamie, is that repeat?
Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
KFHEDQ.
Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
Thank you. 10-8-VDC mobile.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 82 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 86 degrees.
KEADUG Mobile. Good afternoon,
1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 87 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is KUYE.
KANU, this is NAWCD. Good evening to you. Well, back at work today. Long weekend is over. Camping Saya there. How's things going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Spent back up today, so it was a pretty easy day. But it stayed cool, which is nice. But outside of that, it's been a good weekend. Good week. How's your day today?
Glad you got to work back up there, easing back into it. Glad to hear that. We're doing pretty good here. I did a lot of work outside yesterday for about an hour and a half, so today, resting up. I'm actually doing another part of your sister's doctoral dissertation. She sent me that, I think, Friday or Saturday night, So I've been working on it through the weekend. So worked inside today, and probably that's the plan for tomorrow. Hopefully we can kind of keep working through it.
All right. Yeah, it's been a good day to stay inside in the AC. Nothing wrong with the warm weather, but a little bit of AC is good for sure. And yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's good. I was thinking about trying to do some more work outside, and it's like I woke up this morning, started moving around, and I'm sitting there, and this is not a good idea today. So I may try to catch that Friday. I think that's the last decent day there before the big warm up.
Yeah, next week we're supposed to be up in the upper 80s, 90s, and up towards mid 90s there. So definitely want to do whatever you're going to do outside. Do it. Just do it Friday, because tomorrow we're supposed to get storms, and Thursday it's just hot from there.
Yes, exactly. Definitely kind of keeping an eye to the weather and see what the plan is. Really had some good pictures. Definitely some powerful looking tornadoes there over Nebraska yesterday, and just kind of keeping an eye to the west, see what comes of tomorrow.
Yeah, it won't leave them off, so if we do get activated, I can help out, and we'll be updating Discord app as much as we can, and kind of keep an eye on things, so.
Yes, good. I'm glad in that way. We'll be definitely, like I say, keeping an eye on it, too, and seeing how things play out tomorrow. But other than that, tomorrow, like I say, it's probably more proofreading again and inside stuff type things tomorrow.
Yeah, not bad. I don't think we got much going on tomorrow either. I think we're just kind of relaxing. We're base sitting again tomorrow, and Stella's got VBS tomorrow night, so just looking forward to that.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Your VBS is this week, so Stella's the only one that can go. There's nothing for the older or younger.
No, Mike and Tabby, they're too old, and Zach, he's with Leo's mom down in Kentucky, so, but Stella's good to enjoy it, so that's good.
Well, good, I'm glad she's able to go to it. That'll be a good event for her, and hopefully she'll learn a lot and have a good time and make some friends and kind of enjoy things there. I'm glad you guys are able to take her.
Yeah, that's what, when I pull in the drive, I told them, I'm like, well, get ready, because we'll just leave right when I get in, so it won't be a long day, but it'll be worth it. It's something that's important, and just looking forward to it, so it'll be good.
NAWCB, yes, and I agree. Oh, yes, I remember those types of days very well, those types of VBS nights, and church nights, and that, either meet at the church or come home and head right back out the door, those types of things. Like you say, it makes for a long day, but is definitely well worth it. Thankfully for you tomorrow, you've got tomorrow off, so that even makes it better.
Yeah, for sure. I know I thought about trying to get to the last day, which they do it, they go up until Thursday, but it's just too hard, and Saturday I'm pulling a 24, so I'll have Sunday off, but we'll see how, oh wait, no, actually I can't because I got the ARPSC meeting, so Thursday won't be able to finish it out, but that's okay.
Well, at least you can go to a couple, three of the nights, I guess. So that's favorable, and that's, you know, it's a good thing. Like you say, it's a lot, and you know, it's a lot of driving for you there. It's a distance. I wish you were in a situation where your church was a little closer, but you got to go where you're comfortable and where you're getting the word and being fed and that kind of thing. So I'm glad. I'm glad how that's working out for you.
Yeah, we actually were going to start looking for a different church or something closer, because it's hard to get, you know, out there and, you know, drive back and forth and, you know, stuff like that. The kids were like, no, we like going there, we don't want to leave. So it's like, all right, well, we'll stay, because they like going, they like the, you know, they like the church, so that's why we keep going.
Well, that's an important thing. You know, if they like it and they're enjoying it and learning from it, I think there's a Lighthouse Bible Church down in Baltimore, I think, and I think there's Columbus Bible Church a little bit north of you there. But, you know, like I say, it's good that they enjoy it, and, you know, you just go just do, you know, as much as you can, the best you can in that. That's, you know, all you can do at this point. So, maybe, you know, maybe something maybe better turns up, or, you know, go in a different direction.
Yeah, well, I don't mind driving. It's you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we only get to a couple of services here and there, and it's, you know, it's my work schedule, and they only offer the one service, and it's like, okay, well, you know, it'd be nice to have somewhere where they have more than one service, and, you know, to be able to, you know, to go and, you know, be a little bit closer, so it's not like we're having to rush out the door and, you know, get down the street and, you know, turn back around and drive that same 20 minutes back. And it's a lot of driving, but like I said, I don't mind doing, you know, as long as, you know, as long as the family's enjoying it and, you know, the kids are enjoying it. You know, we drove, when we were up at Northland, we drove a good 30 to 45 minutes, so it's, you know, no difference, just more kids.
Yeah, that's true. You guys actually, you went to that, you went to the Faith there in Pembine, and of course then you ended up going up, north of Iron Mountain. That was quite a ways to go, like you say, you have maybe more challenges with driving with snow and weather and that up north, but like you say, that's the volume of kids you got now.
So yeah, it's all right. It, you know, keep going as long as everybody's enjoying it, as long as, you know, getting fed and stuff like that. You know, that's what matters. So.
NAWCB, Roger that. Yes, I totally agree. So I heard you say at all of that you're doing a 24 on Saturday. I mean, you're getting right back into it again, into the swing of it.
They're paying me good to do it. So I was like, well, since you're paying me nice, you know, getting double time and a half and double time for it, I'll gladly do it. Just me at their cost, though.
Kind of sweeten up the pot there a little bit. Offer those incentives there. Kind of lure you there. Well, that will be good. And like you say, you know, you'll have the 24, and then you'll be off Sunday and Monday. So get a little time to recover before you go back to the short week there next time around.
Yeah, definitely. So, it'll be good. It'll be all right. You know, little lack on sleep, but we'll make it up on Sunday and have Sunday and Monday, like you said, off, which it'll be good. Be able to work on some things at the house, and I've got ID cards. I got to start printing off and getting those ready here for handout. So, it'll give me some time to do that.
Yeah, that'll be good. I'll have to try to find, I don't have a very recent picture, but we'll send something out that will be acceptable at least. May not kill my age as bad though.
You're fine, Dad. You're totally fine there. Send what you got. Not a big deal. You're 28 and holding there.
Hey, I like that. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely get that on out to you there. So how was camping? I think it, you guys went up towards Fort Sanilac again. That's the campground you guys like.
Oh, it was great. It was not too hot, not too cold. Being next to Lake Huron, it'll be absolutely gorgeous. If you guys ever get an opportunity to drive up that way, even if it's just spend the day up there, I highly recommend it. Just Fort Sanilac is nice. Sandusky is nice. Just a beautiful town, beautiful area. Yeah, definitely. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. They're both nice areas up there in the Thumb. But I'm glad. I'm glad how that worked out. Yeah, I saw a couple of the pictures there. And looks like you guys had some jackets on. So like I said, it looked to, you know, was overly warm, which is, that's a good thing. And like I say, had a view of the lake, and I'm sure hopefully it wasn't too bad. And like I say, Fort Sanilac and Sandusky, they're both, I like that area. One of these days, I just have to get up there. I'd like to move up there permanently.
Yeah, you guys will have to, you'll have to go up there. For us, it's about an hour and 15 minutes. We usually take 94 and then it rips off there at Fort Huron. And then we'll take one of the M roads, I think it's M15 or something like that, north. And it's gorgeous. It really is. It's beautiful, beautiful area.
I'm happy how it turned out there. I'm glad glad you were able to go. And sound like you, I think if I remember right, you said that you were able to spend an extra night there, so that even sweetens it up that much more.
Yeah, I got an extra Father's Day gift, and it was spending an extra day up there and relaxing, that we didn't have to tear down camp and go travel on Father's Day. We actually just got to relax. It was nice. It really was. It was relaxing and it's a nice campground. They keep it really quiet. And it's pretty cheap. It was like $40 a night or something like that. So it's not horrible.
Hey, I'm glad for that, and like you say, all that sounds like a good combination, and I'm sure everybody else enjoyed it too, and I know you did, and you can't beat that, and like I say, it sounded like a nice time. I'm glad you guys were able to make that family trip like that.
Yeah, it was needed. It really was. It was good, and I was kind of mad at myself. I started the diet, so I wasn't able to do the s'mores or anything like that. But that's okay. I got to lose some weight. Got to do something about my weight. So.
Yeah, I get you there, and I've laid off a lot of the stuff, a lot of the chips, a lot of the pop, a lot of the sugary and salty stuff, and, surprisingly, through it, I really don't miss it. There's a couple of times, like, boy, I wish I could have chips or, you know, wish I could have some pop. But, you know, it's occasionally maybe, but it really helped me out. You know, more water and, you know, trying to eat a little bit better, a little less. But it's really helped out. It feels pretty decent. That makes, makes a big difference. NAWC.
It does. I've cut out I've cut out the carbs like the breads and the chips and pop, a lot of that sugar stuff. Just kind of cut down on that once in a while, but not as much as I normally have. And I just immediately, you know, felt much better. I'm not as bloated. I'm not. I don't feel as heavy. Didn't feel as gross as what I normally do, so I'm pretty happy about it. I'm pretty happy about the diet, and so we're just, you know, keep plugging along and keep trying. You know, try to lose some weight. I don't want to end up in the hospital with a heart attack. I don't want diabetes. I don't want heart disease and stuff like that. I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself so I can be here for a while.
That, yes, definitely wants you to be around for a while, absolutely, but it definitely makes a difference. Definitely good, you know, fitted to clothes, and you know, they're not binding or tight or that, and that makes a difference. You feel better, and various things that you spoke of. You definitely gotta take care of yourself, and getting up in that point in life is just important to do that. I'm glad. I'm glad that you're doing that. It'll help you out. And happy for you in that way.
Yeah, definitely. So, but wanted to say that I met when I texted my Father's Day. I met when I said it. Appreciate you. I'm proud of you. Proud to call you my dad. And I want to say thanks for being the example and being what a dad should look like.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and appreciate you being my son, and what you're making up your life. You're definitely carrying that along, being a good husband, dad to your kids. Your kids love you, and I'm sure they respect you there. And definitely, I know you're being a good example to them. And appreciate the words there. We appreciate you as well.
Well, Dan, like I said, I appreciate it there. So, well, I'm going to hop off here. I'm going to start heading towards GPS here. But appreciate you coming along north. And hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. Stay cool. If you guys need anything or whatever, let us know. We've got AC, so, you know, if you guys need anything, give us a holler, let us know and whatnot. Keep you updated on the weather, and we'll have to have you guys over. We need to make sure we have you guys over. We still gotta celebrate Father's Day, and we still gotta celebrate Mother's Day and Mom's birthday. So we gotta pick a good day there that works for you guys, and have you guys over for a good barbecue or something like that.
Sounds like a plan there, definitely. One of these days we'll work it out here. But it's good talking to you there. Again, glad you had a good weekend, and thank you for the Father's Day wishes. And drive safely there. Enjoy, guys, enjoy, or Sal enjoys the BBS tonight. But, again, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed it very much. Enjoy your day off tomorrow, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the weather by all means. Tell everyone hello. 73s and 80s to you and the family. We'll talk to you again soon. NAWCB is clear. Well, you're fine.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. 88YN, you clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, mostly cloudy, 85 degrees.
KF8AKB is monitoring.
Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 83 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 81 degrees.
Is this frequency in use? KF8MY, KF8MY from KD8JSR. KD8JSR clear.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 76 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees.